Kentucky Derby winner Orb galloped a mile and a quarter under exercise rider Jen Patterson at Belmont Park this morning, looking like a picture of happy, healthy horse ready to take on the challenge of the Preakness next Saturday here in Baltimore. Meanwhile, the first and only Preakness horse to arrive here in Baltimore had a workout as well this morning at Pimlico, and I had a chance to talk to Golden Sense assistant trainer Jack Sisterson and jockey Kevin Krieger along the back stretch. Kevin, how'd it go?
It was very good. It was an extremely good workout. You know, I just let him be himself and enjoy it, doing what he does and keep him relaxed, you know. And I just did that by just being the passenger and letting him stretch his legs and enjoy what he was doing. And he just practically went around there extremely relaxed and full of energy, but he kept his composure by not getting too anxious to go.
This was the first actual, I guess, stretching or workout since the Derby. I mean, yesterday there was some of this, but I understand he went a little harder today?
Yeah, yesterday we just jogged. Yesterday, today we actually gave him a gallop, and I mean, it was beautiful. It felt really good. And he showed when we started off, letting me know he's full of himself. He kind of jumped off and took off a little bit, and he came right back to me and galloped around there beautiful. We draw a line through the Derby with, you know, God knows why he ran the way he did, but for his first gallop, you couldn't want to see him gallop and extend himself no better than he did today. I mean, that was a superb workout. That would have been an A-plus in my book.
How is your relationship with the horse?
I mean, I know him, and practically he knows how I like to ride him. And as the human part of the horse, you know the horse, and it makes it more easier for you to get along with a horse, especially like him. He's not the easiest horse to ride and get along with. So just being able to know him and know what he likes and how he goes is a plus as far as me being on him. There's a thin line between going fast and going too fast. And for me, I kind of figured out coming into this race that I'll be able to keep him relaxed and let him have his time and enjoy himself at the same time, you know. And basically this morning showed me exactly what I was looking for.
And finally, Kevin, where would you like to break from in the Preakness?
You know, with him, I've said all along, it doesn't really matter. As long as he runs his race, the post position doesn't matter. But in horse racing, we all like the outside post the best. And if we get the outside post, that's just the icing on the cake.
All right, Kevin, good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Jack, this is the second so-called workout since the Derby for Golden Sense. What is your assessment of what happened this morning?
He went very well this one. We're happy the way him and Kevin got along with each other. Just chatting with Doug yesterday evening, and Doug had mentioned what he wanted to see in the horse and Kevin. And like Kevin explained, it was everything and more that we wanted. It was fantastic.
What does it mean when you want to draw a line through the Derby?
We're expecting a big performance going in there, and one to which, coming out of it, we kind of had no excuses, and we know he's a better horse than that, and he'll show that come the Preakness. So we're just going to kind of, if you can say, ignore that race and pretend it never happened.
What kind of a night does he have here in Barn D?
Oh, he's relaxed. This horse is such a cool horse where he trains, he eats breakfast, he relaxes, he walks in the afternoons, he eats dinners and goes to sleep. He's a very relaxed horse, and that just shows how much a professional athlete he is.
Jack, you've been here a few days now. What sort of fun have you been having?
We're actually fortunate to go to the Orioles game on Saturday, which is pretty cool. I enjoyed doing that. There's a concert on Saturday night that we're going to go to. But mainly we're just trying to catch up on a little bit of sleep because of the hectic week of the Kentucky Derby. There's a lot of festivities going on there, and I'm sure it'll pick back up next week.
Now, at mid-morning here at Pimlico, is your day done with Golden Sense?
No, well, he's in there eating breakfast now, and once he's finished, we'll just see how he is cooling down. We'll take his temperature, and then we'll wrap up for lunch.
So all is well so far?
Everything's fantastic.
Jack Sisterson, the assistant trainer with Golden Sense, thanks for joining us on Maryland's News Now.
Thank you.